And we have microphone WXTC.net with Brian Green, dying of a cold here on Bank Holiday Monday, the 5th of June 2006. And this is totally unprepared and unrehearsed. I just have jumped on the microphone. This isn't a standard and regular podcast. This is more a shout out, a monologue. And one of those things I hate about blogs is when someone posts and says, sorry, I haven't been posting for ages, but I've been so busy. I've been so busy. Hang on, somebody wants me on the phone. Hang on a sec. Right, that was the phone. That was Anne-Marie. And here goes my Wednesday. Well, at least it isn't my Thursday. My Thursday's been switched to my Wednesday, so I know what's happening now. Still dying of a cold. Too much microphone. Lost chewing gum. Totally disorganised, but what was I saying? I hate those people who do that thing on their blog and say, I haven't posted for ages and, you know, I've been so busy. I've just felt that I had to come on the podcast and say something exactly the same because it has been so long and you'll think I've fallen off the planet in terms of podcasts. Now, a lot of people know that they can tune into some of my clients' podcasts and they can hear me there, but doing the thing for myself every now and again, you know, that would be nice. You know, it's not often that we come on here and play a few tunes and tell you what's happening. Well, I have been busy and I haven't got a list to work from. So let's, from the top of my head, say work has been mental. There is so much money in this economy in Ireland at the moment that work has been busy. It's great that there's money in the economy. So if you got an invoice office, if you could pay it, please, it would be great. Yes, that's the work bit over. Everything else has been busy. On the political front, we've been doing our national collection for the past 6 weeks. And what else have we been doing? Hang on a sec. I told you I was dying, so every now and again I just have to go and clear up. Got a cold about Saturday. I actually didn't have it when I went out on Saturday. When I came back on Saturday evening, I had a cold. And where was I on Saturday? I was in the sunshine all day in about 23 degrees. In Dublin, 23 degrees is hot. And if you haven't had 23 degrees all year, it is extremely hot. And almost sunburn kind of stuff. I go out on that. And being not used to the outside world and leaving my bubble, that is the offices I work in, I get an infection because I'm out in the general public with other human beings, which is so unusual for a nerd. I was down at the docks and we were at the Maritime Festival on Saturday, which was wonderful. And there was lots of things happening. Loads of things happening. I've seen things on the blogs about what was happening. I was there and I didn't even see some of the stuff that was happening. But we were at the Eleanor McAvoy stage for a gig at 4:30 and that was supreme. That was wonderful. And at that, Eleanor announced her new album is to be released in September. Called Out There, and a new single in late June called Non-Smoking Single Female, which was one of four new songs that she played off that stage. So great things to come from there. From time to time we can play music on this podcast, you know, of all different types. Generally, if we can get it into the kind of folk rock genre, we'll play it. But as I say, from time to time we can, because we get permission from all rights holders involved. And this one comes from the record label Trust Me, I'm a Thief, and it's the Schroders, and a track called C4, which we're going to play straight out of iTunes. Oh no, iTunes thinks I want to buy the track. No, I want to play the track, please. Play? 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 Thinking about
when
it.
Start. Well, you know, when it's over, well, you know, if you've got no destination, then it's real. Sophistication to your goal. When I'm older,
And pipe music. I can think of Friday night, end of the working week, put on something lazy like that. Da-da-da. Head to the fridge, get a Guinness or three, and enjoy. There you go. I think I've just fulfilled the right to talk over the last 10 seconds of the song there. Absolutely no idea what happened there, but I think I've just lost the last 10 minutes of the podcast. How unprofessional of me, because I was yapping away and nothing was recorded. So here I go. This will almost sound rehearsed, and I shall do it in about half the time, because I've just said all this, and I'm going to say it again, for your benefit and yours alone. We're on a technology bender at the moment with Ajax OPML, and we're scraping some MySpace data, which is really, really gelling together quite well. It's very interesting what's happening in that space. More of that on the blog, as I blog about it at briangreen.com. Speaking of briangreen.com, lots of stuff to be read there. I won't even try and surmise it or go through it here, because it'll just delay. If you want to know what's happening in Ireland, check out the blog. And then if you want background to that, check out the podcast from www.emigrant.ie/podcast.htm. And that's where we are the spoken talent of that particular podcast from Emigrant Publications in Galway, where you'll get the weekly news from Ireland from a world perspective each and every Monday in your inbox or in your RSS, Catcher, Reader, iTunes, iPod, thingamajigs. So download that. emigrant.ie/podcast.htm. We are tracking and have been tracking the rise to the top of the UK singles chart, and all the way to number one yesterday, Sandy Tom, I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker with Flowers in My Hair. And that's been tracked by the blog at briangreen.com. Follow that there and check out the release of her new album, which is called Smile. It confuses people. What else have we been doing? Blogging like mad. We set up a new blog in April. If it wasn't April, it was late March. And that's shutsellafield.com. At least it was since the last time I spoke to you on the 29th of March on this podcast. Shutsellafield.com, which is about nuclear power, radiation, power plant on the west coast of the United Kingdom in Cumbria, which is about 70 miles from the shores of Ireland here on the east coast of Ireland. And we acquired that domain when it went out of ownership and we took it up, shutsellafield.com. And we have blogged about 35, 36 posts on that in the last 5 weeks, which is good averaging. It's about one a day. And, you know, for our troubles, we've had one radio interview and we've had one interview with The Guardian online, who quoted us when the European Court of Justice ruled against Ireland in a case they tried to take to the UN Maritime Court. And The Guardian thought that I was an expert on anti-nuclear stuff and got in touch with me. I'm not an expert in anti-nuclear stuff. I'd like to blog about it and I'd like to know as much as I can do about it, and I blog from a particular perspective on it. It's just that in some ways, and no disrespect to The Guardian, but it happens across the board in journalism, is they go into Google and they say, who's talking about this? And quickly they find somebody. Now, I'm not saying don't contact me in the future about that, but, you know, in general terms, you can probably find a more learned person on the issues of nuclear radiation and contamination and explosion and dangers in Sellafield than you can with me. But if you want a quote, I shall give you one. We are podcasting tonight in about 2 hours' time. Just under 2 hours' time. The Leviathan, and you can check out that podcast in the next 12 to 16 hours. It'll go live, Leviathan number 5 at Leviathan, leviathan.libsyn.com. Yes, or org. Leviathan.libsyn.com. That is a quick rundown of a couple of things that have been keeping me so busy that I haven't been talking to you a lot. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this impromptu session, and I promise you that we shall have production values back up to their usual high quality with our producer Sinead back in situ after her tour of Mexico and Guatemala, and we'll want to be chatting to her and ask her what how she found that trip. So, to you, thanks for listening. Do stay subscribed and I'll be talking to you really soon. If you're listening to this in 2 weeks' time and you've just come back off holidays from Italy, you're probably my twin brother Donal, you lucky bastard. See ya. Bye-bye.